心经，心经第三面小本的，般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波帝娑哈。第二个要念的是功德本颂，大家有没有带来？功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正经度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言即律仪，乃是成就二细地之本，宁可不顾生命护属之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道履皆长寿， 并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
上帝啊，啊，是谁？啊，嘿嘿嘿嘿。Okay, so, so as usual, so we do short meditation. So, says. As I mentioned before, so first sit down in comfortable posture, then scan your body, whether you're sitting in seven postures, Barachana or not, go through that. Now, then after that, then breathe gently in and out. Focus your mind in the breath, you know, so without distraction. So idea is to bring your mind in the present. Okay, so that's the idea. Yeah.
跟平常一样，我们先做一个简短的共修。就是照以前呢，Cameron 姐跟我们讲过的，我们先调整我们的坐姿。我们的坐姿是根据毗卢遮那佛的七支坐法，然后身姿端正之后，最主要是你的脊梁骨端正之后呢，我们就调整我们的呼吸，我们的呼吸要非常的柔和顺畅。我们把我们的心呢，圆注于我们的呼吸上，然后把我们心安住在当下这一刻。
So we do that about maybe 4 to 5 minutes, okay? So try your best. Focus your mind and the breath. So we do 5 minutes here.
我们大概是这样短短的共修4到5分钟，我尽量尝试将我们的心呢给定下来。
so then bringing your mind back to present. So now then visualize in front of one space. Visualize golden throne. So on top that, visualize lotus. On top of the lotus, visualize mundis. On top of the mundis, you visualize Guru Shakyamuni. Okay, so made of light, lively. You know, so like that.
将心源于当下这一刻的当日，我们要观想在我们的前方虚空出现了一个金色宝座，狮子座，上面呢有一个莲花，莲花座上呢有个月轮，月轮上面出现了金色相好的本师释迦牟尼佛。
So then we recite the Shakyamuni mantras 7 times. So then visualize the nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni into oneself and all sentient beings, then purified all our affliction are totally purified.
在正观想的当儿呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念这个心咒的时候呢，本师的全身发出金色的大光芒，并降下甘露的清洗净化进入我们呢，还有我们身旁围绕的所有的众生，净化了我们所有的业障烦恼。Theyata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Theyata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Theyata 马摩耶他呀那阿摩尼摩尼马摩耶
So like that, so then after that, set up your motivation to listen to the teaching, you know. So then, you know, to listen to Buddha's teaching, so motivate yourself, prepare your motivation, you know, to the whole idea to learning, listening, teaching, to subdue your own mind, you know, purify all affliction.Or negative karma to purify that, to then able to have better rebirth, then quickly achieve full enlightenment to benefit numberless sentient beings. So therefore, I'm going to listen to Buddha's teaching like that.
现在呢，我们要调整我们的发心来听闻今天所要开示的佛法。在开示佛法前呢，我们应该发起正确的心念。我们来听闻佛法呢，是为了调伏我们的内心，净化我们的恶业、我们的业障。希望呢，通过这样的方式呢，能够将来得到更好的来生，甚至呢，能够虔诚的修佛法，取得正的佛的果位，以便度化所有的众生。
question
大家有问题吗？
有问题吗？
She has the questions on the five paths. What are the five paths? The path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. So what exactly are these five paths? Mm. 他的问题是五道指的是什么？
Translated. So quick.okay, so as we read the Heart Sutra there, you know, Dayata, Gate Gate, Parakate, Parasamgate, Buddhisoha, so that part shows the five part there, you know, in the Heart Sutra.
当我们在念诵这心经的时候呢，最后一句不是有 gade gade para gade para sang gade 啊？这句话呢，这个咒语啊，指的就是五道，就修学佛法的五个途径。
Okay, so the first one gade gade gade, you know, I don't know how Chinese read.
Gone to the other side of the shore.
Chinese, how is it? Same, isn't it?
Same. Gate, gate. Only the sound.
It means that? They understand? When the gate, gate is Chinese word?
Dao
Bi. Sanskrit, isn't it?
Yes, Sanskrit.
So, there's gate, gate, there's two. Yeah? So, first one refers to the path of accumulation. And second, gate refers to the path of preparation. Yeah?
我们在念心经的时候，揭谛揭谛啊，其实是嘎谛嘎谛了，不应该读揭谛揭谛。这样第一个揭谛呢，指的就是资粮道；第二个揭谛呢，指的就是加行道。 Accumulation 是资粮道，Preparation 是加行道。Prepare, preparation.
So then, parakate. So that means what called that one part of seeing. So that
parakate 波罗揭谛指的就是见道，看见的见。
Then sangate. Then that shows the part of meditation.
波罗僧揭谛 Parasangate 呢，指的就是修道修学的修。
Then what? Then Bodhi. Bodhi. So that one shows the part of no more learning. So that means enlightenment.、Yeah.
菩提最后一个菩提 Bodhisattva 菩提呢，指的就是无学道，已经证得佛的果位了。
Okay, so you got the pipe?
所以大家已经记得这五个修学的道的层次吗？第一个是资粮道，资粮啊 ，resources 啊，就是 path of accumulation， 你就是要收集你的资粮啊。好像你把钱存进银行一样啊，资粮道。第二个呢，就是加行道 ，preparation， 加行就快要，已经快要准备好了，快要正式啊，正式出发了。然后第三个是见道，就悟得到了，已经见得空性了 ，path of seeing。第四个是。Seeing, S-E-E-I-N-G, 看到、啊、看到看到什么，等一下你可以问、啊、见到。第四个是Path of Meditation, 修道 修学的修，修行的修，修道。第五个是 Path of No More Learning, 无学，不用再学了，无学道。
So, so part of accumulation. So here, so to understand, accumulate the merit, you know, to see the emptiness. So idea is that to see emptiness. So then before that,You should accumulate merit. No, so basically, the part of accumulation. So you accumulate merit by hearing the Dharma, reflecting the Dharma, the teaching, you know, what you hear, then reflect on that. So then, so like that. So idea is that to accumulate merit in order to realize emptiness. Yeah.
第一个道呢，资粮道指的是什么呢？在资粮道里面呢，就是一个修行者，他的主要的工作就是积累善业，积累更多的善业。为什么要积累这个善业呢？因为如果没有这善业作为那个后盾呢、啊，作为那个支持的话呢，那个修行的人呢，就不能证得空性的智慧。所以要证得空性的智慧呢，你必须要很多很多的善业，啊，所以这首先呢，修行人需要积累这个善业。怎么样积累这个善业呢？是通过很多很多的这个去听闻呢、啊，这个佛的正法啊。就正法，特别是空性智慧的教授啊，这样通过这样的方式呢，闻思的方式啊，闻思佛法的方式来积累这个善业。
Okay, so when you say part, and also in order to enter into the path, so the person should have the renunciation. So that means not attached to this life, nor attached to the future life. One is seeking the liberation, you know, always seeking liberation, you know, without attached to this life and future life. So then once you have this renunciation, you know, one is seeking for liberation, the mind one is seeking for liberation, then you enter into path. You know, so then after that, that means you enter into path of accumulation. So that time, then your job is to to really free for oneself from suffering. So therefore, you need to realize emptiness. Therefore, in order to realize emptiness, so you need to accumulate amount of merit we need to accumulate. So that's why it's called path of accumulation. Yeah.
首先我们讲这个资粮道，要修行的人要进入这资粮道，首先必须先入道，进入这道。怎么样进入这个道呢？修学的道呢？首先最基本的必须有出离心。什么叫出离心呢？如果修行人他的心相续里面升起不贪着这一生，也不贪着不执着于来生，而是完完全全只有从轮回中解脱，这样的心念呢，从你的心相续很自然的升起的话呢，而且你的心相续里面只有这样的念头，而且是时常时时刻刻有要从这个轮回当中解脱出来的念头呢，这样你的出离心呢就算是升起了。当你的出离心升起的时候呢，你就正式进入了这个修道里面了，修行的道路，就是也你就正式进入了修行道路的第一个道，资粮道。为什么叫资粮道呢？因为当行者修行人在这个资粮道的时候呢，他主要的心念哦，他的目标是要从这个所有的痛苦中解脱出来，要从这痛苦中解脱，轮回的痛苦中解脱出来呢，必须证得空性智慧，而要证得空性智慧呢，行者需要积累广大的福报善业资善业，所以呢，这样的积累哦，需要这样的积累，所以在这一道呢，就叫做资粮道。
So then, so after that, so then, once you have enough merit to realize emptiness, then with single-pointedly, you know, developing karma biting in the emptiness, you know, when you have enough merit, then you realize emptiness, then you're able to develop karma biting, focus your mind in emptiness, you know, in the path of accumulation, you are able to achieve that.
藏资粮道呢，经过一段时间的修行哦，就这个行者呢，积累了足够的善业资粮的时候呢，这样他就可以以这个善业资粮呢，去那个正式的禅修哦，正式禅修，禅修什么呢？就禅修以便能够证得空性的智慧。所以呢，因为他有已经足够的善业资粮了，所以呢，他就很容易的能够进入止的境界，就是禅定的境界。就是要禅定嘛，先有禅定。进入止的时候呢，他就可以将心专注于观空。空性是怎么样的，所以呢我们就叫做止观双运，进入这个止的境界，然后进入观空性智慧，所以呢这是行者接下来要做的东西。
OK, so then after that, then you enter after that, when you have this karma biting,focusing in emptiness, then after that you are able to enter into the path of preparation. So that time, So within emptiness, you know, within karma fighting, you are able to see more detail clearly about the emptiness. You know, part of preparation, you are able to see more deeper the reality of the thing. You know, you are able to see within staying karma fighting, then you are able to see the reality of the thing or emptiness much clearer than before. Yeah.
所以呢，这个修行人呢，在资粮道听闻了很多的佛法，特别是空性智慧的教授，他积累足够资粮的之后呢，他就要去修行这个禅定，让依靠他所积累的福德，他所积累的这个福德呢，善业资粮呢，他就很容易进入这个禅定。进入禅定之后呢，他就将他的心呢，专注于圆念这个空性智慧。这样当他在这样做的时候呢，他就进入了加行道，还没有证得空性了，不过已经进入了加行道，所以在加行道呢，这个行者呢，依靠自己呢，进入禅定的境界，因为在定的时候，把心定的时候呢，他就很容易更加清楚的去观察，深入去观察，去修这个空，这空到底是怎么样的。所以他在禅定的境界里面呢，就会看得很清楚。
OK， 啊，OK， some example maybe， you know what to call。Maybe.
They learn before the elephant.
Yeah, I think we did talk about the elephant.
Yes, they learn.
But anyway, so just give some idea. Like a sea, you know? Like sea, in the middle of the sea, there's very calm the sea, like that. So, when you achieve karma biting, something like that, you know, you see very stable, calm, you know, your mind is like that, you know, but you don't really see deep down under the water, you know, but you're able to see, you know, the calmness of the sea like that. So there's like achieving karma biting like that.
当我们讲我们进入那个禅定的境界的定呢，到底是怎么样的呢？虽然我们学过这九定心啊，我们有那个猴子啊、大象啊，大家可能忘了啊。这样在这里呢，天龙就举了一个例子：当我们进入了禅定的境界，这个止啊，我们讲止啊，这止的境界到底是怎么样的呢？止就好像一个广阔的大海的海中央。你看海中央呢，它的水呢是很平稳的，它是很平很稳的，它不像海边呢那个波浪起伏的，它是很平很稳的。就好像你进入止的境界呢，你的心呢是很平静很平稳的，它不会上上下下，上上下下不会跟着外境跑的，它是很平稳的。因为它很平稳呢，你就可以当你专注的时候，你就可以看见了，在平稳的心的下面，到底下面是怎么一回事？哦，就好像很平稳的海面很平稳，你可以看到海里面呢，它到底有什么东西？所以是这样的一个很平稳的境界，哦，就是这止，也就是我们讲的平常讲的禅定的境界。
So like that, then once you realize when you have the when you have this vipassana or special insight, when you achieve, then of course within this peaceful sea, you know, but you are not only that, but you are able to see deeper down in the sea, inside the sea, you are able to see deeper like that. So I'm just giving some idea, yeah.
我们可以根据依靠这个止的境界 当我们把心定下来进入禅定的境界呢，然后去观照，进一步去观照，也就是我们平常直译就讲毗婆沙那了，毗婆沙那翻其实只是一个观字而已啊。那观字观什么呢？观我们的心啊到底是怎么样的。因为呢我们心已经定下来很平稳，去观察我们的心呢到底是怎样，很细微很细微的东西我们可以观照出来，就好像平稳的海面呢，你可以看到海中央里面到底是什么东西。
So same thing can be different example, I don't know. Either is same, but like if we have like beautiful body, you know, thenWhen you come abiding, you just see the shape of the body, the beauty of the body, you just see that within the come abiding. But when you achieve vipassana, then you look through that deep inside within the come abiding, you look deep inside, then you're able to see inside our body what we have, you know. So this is the, like special insight. We see more clearly the reality of the body.Not only outside, but you see inside, you know. So that called inside, especially inside English word and vipassana, I don't know about.
Special insight, I-N-S-I-D-E. Special insight.
Yeah, special insight. So that means able to see inside. So idea is that, you know, when you said this karma biting is just focusing the object, you know.Seeing the body, beauty, just seeing that, that's much. So, especially inside, you see inside, much clear. And the reality of the body, you know. Huh? How beautiful it is, you'll see. Especially inside, then you'll see how beautiful our body is, you know.
那同样的再举一个例子，就是 Cameron 比较讲的，就是可能用不同的一个例子来讲，大家可能听得比较明白。就是平常如果我们讲得到定的境界，在定的境界你可能看到一个很美丽的身体外表，你看它的形态很漂亮的，可是呢在这样定的境界，你深入去观照，进一步进行观的话呢，你就可以看到呢他身体里面的东西。所以我开了个玩笑，英文叫 Special Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, 我把它改成 Special Insight, I-N-S-I-D-E.
Yeah, I don't know the spelling, I heard insight, no? Huh? Same?Huh? Huh? Okay. Huh? Despite the joke? Huh?
No, I'm thinking you just see outside, but many, especially inside, see inside, you can see the intestine, you can see the stomach.
So you get some idea what I'm talking? Huh?So like that. So here I'm talking. So when you achieve pada preparation, so your mind can see deeper, you know, of the reality much clearer, much deeper. So that time you achieve also the special insight, focusing on emptiness. So you're able to see deeper, clearer, like that. So like that.Better than part of accumulation, yeah. Your mind become better, yeah.
所以当我们进入这加行道啊，就是当我们在禅修，就加行道的时候，你已经开始在禅修了。所以呢，你禅修，你入定了之后呢，用这个定的那个境界呢，去观照，依靠这个定力去观照。观照什么呢？观照呢？到底我们的心呢？它的实相是怎么样？就可以观照心的实相，哦，就可以深入的去看到底心呢是怎么样的，怎么样想的，它是怎么样的？就好像外面我们看的是身体了，你们看的就可以看到你的肠胃啊。
Okay, so then what happened? You know, you're able to see clearly.Then you're able to remove a lot of this disturbing thought, you know, this mistaken thought able to remove. You know, some of this, you know, about what called the manifestation of the delusion, attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, those manifest. I don't know what it calls manifest. The manifest, the gross manifest, the delusion, attachment, those are able to suppress, you know? Yeah, able to stop, to manifest, yeah.
所以当我们进入加行道的时候，当我们去依靠我们的定力去观照的时候呢，这样我们深入的去观看我们的心呢，就可以发现呢万法的实相。所以呢，当我们去深入观察，就可以发现，哎，我们的这个情绪啊，这个什么东西是怎么样升起来的？所以我们就可以看到我们的负面的心态啊，它到底是怎么样升起的，是怎样灭的？所以呢，我们就可以依靠这样的观照呢，去调伏我们内心的烦恼。你就有个能力去调伏你的内心的烦恼，让你的内心里面的贪嗔痴慢疑哦，各种各样的粗分显现的这些愚痴无明呢，你就能够调伏住，哦，让他们呢不再升起。就当你在这境界的时候，你可以去调伏他们不再升起。
Okay, so then of course, once you're able to do that.Of course, then your baby doesn't disturb. You are not disturbed by this, the gross level of the delusion, the manifestation of gross level of delusion doesn't disturb you. You know, then doesn't manifest that much, so that means you are able to, then you won't create so much negative karma, or so much negative karma, you know.You don't create that. So you have to stop all this delusion. Then you have to stop the karma. You know.
所以呢，如果你能够达到这样的境界的时候呢，当你依靠这定力去观照之后，然后呢，你就可以让这个粗分的愚痴无明呢不再显现，然后你就不会受到这个粗分烦恼的干扰，因为粗分的烦恼。为什么会受到干扰？因为它就不再升起了。它不会升起的话呢，就表示呢，你就在那个境界里面，你就不会去造那个恶业了。你不造恶业，你就阻止了恶业的升起。你阻止恶业的升起的话呢，你就阻止了这个业，恶念的升起，你就阻止这个业啊，业的升起了，你就不会有这个恶业了。
So. So like that, so you don't create, you know, you create less a negative karma, so then so that means you have more opportunity to create virtues, more opportunity to practice dharma, more opportunity to practice meditation, so like that then. So then, by then, through your meditation,focusing on emptiness within them, with the, especially inside them, sooner or later, you're able to see the emptiness directly, you know.
所以呢，当我们进入这样的境界的时候呢，我们就不会再造恶业，或我们少造恶业，如果更好的话，更强的话，修行更好，就不会去造恶业。所以在那样的境界的时候呢，我们就有更多的机会呢去造善业，有更多的良好的机会，然后机缘条件都具足去修法，我们可以进一步呢巩固加强强化我们的这个禅定智慧，就是我们的修这个境律了。所以呢，通过这样的修行，尤其是对观空的修行啊，这样我们不断的这个串习啊，不断去修的话，不断去观空， 总有一天呢，时间迟或早，可是总有一天呢，你就可以呢直观空性，空性就会直现呢，现现观庄严如现，就会直现空性，你就会直接看到空性了。
Okay, so then. So like that. So then, so this part of what? Part of preparation. So, maybe to understand part of preparation, preparing oneself to realizing emptiness directly in that time, you know.
所以呢，我们讲这个加行道，加行什么呢？加帮助我们呢去行这个道哈。他加的是让我们呢能够通过这个修行加行的修行呢能够直观空性直证空性了。那直观空性可能有些人不知道什么观什么观的时候你观空性你观的话这就是你证的那个空性了直证空性。
Okay, so then, so then after that, so you'll see emptiness directly after a while.You are able to see emptiness directly, you know. So then, that time you achieve the path of seeing. Yeah.
所以呢，当你能够现观空性，就直接证得空性的话呢，那时候呢，你就进入了，或者可以讲证得了啊，见到。你开始的时候是资粮道，然后是加行道，现在呢，你就进入了。见到
So seeing, when you said part of seeing, what you see, the emptiness directly. You know, what you see is emptiness directly. So that's, that call, that's why it's called part of seeing, you know.
所以呢见到为什么叫见到呢就是见到空性智慧。怎么样见到空性智慧呢直观空性智慧。现观空性智慧。不必再假手其他的手段。
Okay, so, so that you can't see more clear than that. Yeah, so you already touch like deepest of the ocean, you know, you already see that. So there's nothing more thing to see, another thing, new thing to see. There's nothing, you know, when you see part of.Seeing, then you see emptiness directly. There's nothing more deeper than you can see. No.
所以，当你证得空性的时候呢，再也没有比这个空性呢更深的东西要你去挖掘，更深入的东西要你去挖掘，或者还有什么东西呢？你没有证得，没有见到了，没有了，它是最深入的东西。
So. So then, so that time, then when you see part of seeing, then you are able to stop the intellectually acquired affliction and seed up that, you are able to stop that.
当你证得这个见道的时候呢有什么东西是寂灭了呢你的所有的造作的烦恼呢就完全熄灭了
Okay, so then when you achieve part of accumulation then you never create the throwing karma to samsara yeah.
那时候你的造作烦恼完全熄灭的时候呢你就不会再去制造投生轮回的投业。
So like that, so then after that, then after that you meditate, you still have to meditate on emptiness for a long time. Then after that, sooner or later you'll achieve part of meditation.
当然你还要继续去观空，还要继续长时间呢去休息这个观空，这样呢假以时日呢，你就会能够证得这个修道。
So part of meditation is same thing, object is same thing, emptiness, you know, you already see emptiness directly when you achieve part of seeing that nothing new to see, but same thing. But what you have to do is you have to meditate again and again. So that's why it's called meditation, part of meditation, yeah. Familiarize, you know, again and again. So part of meditation is about that.
所以呢，当你在进入这修道的时候呢，你修道的对境，或者我们讲修道所缘是什么呢？它还是空性，还是在空性智慧。虽然它并不是什么新的东西啊，你要去修的。可是呢，你通过不断的串习啊，这串习这个空性，不断的去串修，你对这空性呢就非常非常的熟悉啊。所以就这叫做修道。就是修着修，让它非常非常熟悉，让它非常自然的升起。
So here, so part of seeing the time length is shorter than the part of meditation. Part of meditation is long, you know. Period part of meditation is longer, very long. Part of meditation of seeing is shorter, you know, compared to part of meditation.
如果把见到和修道的时间拿来做比较的话，那见到的时间哦，那个时间时段会比较短，修道的时间呢，确实是很长的。
So that why so long? You know why so long? Because in part of seeing, you're only able to abandon the.intellectually acquire affliction. Only that. You know, it's still, there's another deeper level of affliction we need to remove. What are they? The innate affliction. You know, a seed of that. You know, it's still we need to remove. So therefore, we need part of meditation.
为什么修道的时间会比较长呢？这是因为呢，当我们证入这见道啊，我们只是断除了造作烦恼，就造作烦恼而已。可是呢，我们的烦恼障啊，其实是很深的，是很深的。我们还有所谓的俱生烦恼，还有俱生烦恼的习气，所以这两样呢都要断除。所以我们就要继续修这个空性，也就是为什么修道的时间会比较长。
Okay,
huh? Yeah. 可以吗？
可以，可以啊。You say 可以，可以啊。Everything 可以，可以啊。哈哈哈哈哈。So,
you 们有问题可以问。
So like that. So. So therefore, in the teaching, sometimes you can see the ten ground, you know, they're called ten ground, ten bhumi, you know.
所以呢，在如果你去阅读佛经的话，尤其是大圣的佛经的话，这个修道它里面就有讲十地，就十地菩萨，啊，这些都是修道来的。
You heard before? Huh?
Huh? 什么？还没有。所以叫菩萨。No, she's asking whether the ten Bhumi Bodhisattvas are they Buddha. I said no.
So you see that the ten Bhumi, so that's our talk about the part of meditation.So part of meditation can be divided into ten, you know, ten bhumi like that. So, you know, a lot of division can be divided that. So, because this innate affliction, you know, how you abandon, how much merit you have to accumulate to in order to abandon all this different level of the innate affliction, you know. So like that, so there, therefore, so there are these 10 bhumi, different categories like that. So.
所以那这十地呢，就是我们可以把它当作是修道里面的十个阶段。所以修道里面有十个阶段，你要去每个阶段呢，你都会去除或断除一些具身烦恼和他的习气了。哦，因为具身烦恼和他习气有不同的层次，也比较粗一点、细一点层次。所以呢，这就是你断除的具身烦恼，然后具身无明的习气，还有他的习气呢，层次断除了多少呢？它就有这个十地的差别。
So like that, so when you say the first 10 bhumi, the first bhumi, you divide into 75%. From 100, 75% is part of seeing. 25% is part of meditation. The first bhumi is like that. So that means part of seeing only first bhumi there. You know, 75% of the first bhumi.
Don't understand. So in the first, 25% is part of.
Part of seeing is 100%. For example, part of seeing, part of seeing. The first bhumi, 100 mark.
100 marks.
Yeah. So then 75, from 105, 75 belong to part of seeing. 25 only part of meditation like that. So let's get the idea.
Just 表示说，如果第一地以第一地来作为一个例子的话，如果第一地有100分作为满分的话，100分，这样有75%呢是用在这个见道方面，然后25%呢才是修道的实习。
So like that. The rest then, all this, you know, from second, third to 10 bhumi, all this part of meditation, you know.
然后从第二地开始呢，就全部都是修道的修行。
Okay, so then, after you complete part of meditation, then you are able to abandon all the delusion, you know. All the innate delusion, the seed or imprint of that delusion, you are able to abandon. Everything you are able to abandon. Once you abandon, then you call normal learning. Part of normal learning and part of enlightenment. You know, so like that.
所以呢，当你从第二地修到第十地的时候呢，然后呢，在第十地啊的时候你断除了所有的具生烦恼还有他的习气，具生烦恼和他的习气的时候呢，你就证入了这个无学道啊，证入无学道呢，也就是表示你那时候证得佛的果位，正等正觉佛的果位了。
Okay, that's about the five parts, so just to get some idea, you know, so.
这就是五道了，哦，给大家有一些概念，哦，五道的概念。
If not clear, you ask, huh?
如果大家有什么不明白的，可以发问。资粮。为什么你这样讲呢？
因为如果你好像这个资粮不记住的话，你完全不可以进入家
心。不可以，不可以。
对吗？因为你好像都不懂怎么去主心，因为你主心够有，你才可以进家心，对吗？这两个是比较困难的。
你认为这两个资粮道和加行道比较困难，
这两个
比较困难。
Okay, and this question is, the path of accumulation is It's very, very difficult to practice because you don't accumulate enough accumulations, so to speak. You cannot progress to the path of preparation. It's something like if you don't have enough savings in your bank or something like that. Don't have enough savings. No, you cannot. Cannot afford better things. So it seems to her that the path of accumulation and the path of preparation among the five paths, they are more difficult to practice.
Well, you can say that.
你可以这样说。
Correct.
对。
Yeah, of course. So, as mentioned before, of course, in order to achieve the special insight, you must achieve karma biting. So achieving karma biting is not that easy. So once you are karma biting, then easy to get special insight.
可以这么说了，当然，就好像比如说我们要做观修的，真的能够观照的话呢，我们一定要先止，就定的那个基础。这样要有那个定的基础呢，得到止的话，其实是非常不容易的。可是当你能够进入这个止的境界啊，得定的话，这样你要做那个观修啊，观照的话啊，这样就比较容易了。
Subduing oneself and subduing other. Of course, subduing oneself is more difficult than subduing other.
调服自己和调服别人呢？调服自己是比较困难的。
What do you think? Is it to subdue other? Is it to subdue oneself?
你觉得怎么样？你要调服自己容易，还是叫别人调服别人越容易？自己比较难
啊，
什么是一个卡？动到自己How to translate? 动到自己Oh, we say, yeah, it's correct. Maybe subdue oneself is more difficult. Because every time we just say, oh, yeah, yeah, we think we can. But when you actually go and do it, when you reach the critical point, then you find that actually we cannot pass through. You cannot pass through our own self. Yeah. Critical point.
Subduing oneself is more difficult, Well, I'm just wondering. Once you subdue yourself, of course not easy. Once you subdue, I think,You don't need to subdue other. It's come automatically other people are subdue. So you don't need much effort to subdue other. Once you are subdue, whoever is sitting next to you, they are totally subdue. Not so difficult.
所以呢，调服自己其实是很不容易的。其实我们不需要去调服别人了，因为别人会自己调服自己的啦，坐在你旁边那个人他自动已经调服了啦，所以你其实不是不需要去那么管啊，那样去调服别人。对不起，我腿痛了，需要动来动去。
So that's why So when you subdue your mind, when you don't have affliction, then you don't see the problem on the other. You don't see that.And of course, you don't arise, you don't get angry. You're totally subdued. What the person do, or what the person say, or how a person look at you, it doesn't bother, You're still, you're very calm, subdued, even able to smile, So then, If you do that, of course, then other people immediately subdue. You don't need to put so much effort there, you know.
为什么说别人不需要我们去调伏啊？我们只需要调伏自己，因为如果我们调伏自信的话呢，我们就不会看见别人的错误，我们就会不会因为别人的错误而自己而烦恼，我们不会生别人的气，不论别人说什么呢，做什么了，我怎么看你的话，其实你的内心已经调伏了，你这些都是没有问题嘛，所以呢，甚至别人这样看这样讲的话，你内心已经调伏了，你还可以跟他微微一笑，在你跟他微一笑，那个人的对方其实他就自动调伏了，所以我们其实是不需要去调伏别人的。
Sometimes just wonder, you know, when you say pure land, you know, when you say pure land, I'm just wondering, there's some way to go some distance, pure land or not, I'm just wondering, you know. But pure land is not so far one way, you know. Once you don't have this delusion, affliction, you are in the pure land, you know, nothing bother you, you know, everything become pleasant.You know, even you say something negative or bad, it's all become pleasant for oneself, you know. So I'm just wondering, when you say pure land, need to go, need to die and go somewhere else? I don't think so, you know. If your mind is subdued, you don't have delusion, you don't have anger, attachment, and pure land is just in here, you know, just in front of you.
很深啊，通常我们都讲一个，我们有都相信呢，有个地方呢是一个净土，有个地方是个极乐世界啊，我们要到那个地方去啊，那个极乐世界在某一个地方啊，某一个角落。像有时候呢，天主教会有一些想法了，会有一些想法，想哎，有时候我们觉得哎。像这个净土好像很遥远这样啊，我们要哇不同的念哦，哇让人家来接引。其实呢，这个净土呢，或者这个极乐世界，其实并没有那么遥远。因为如果我们能够让我们的烦恼寂灭的话，寂灭就不再升起的话哦，这样呢，净土就出现了，其实净土就出现了。所以呢。为什么讲呢？即使别人说了一些不好的东西，做了一些不好的东西，如果你的烦恼已经调伏了，内心已经调伏，烦恼寂灭了，其实这些东西都不重要了。这些东西你看到、听到一切，哎，都是很赏心悦目的，都是很令你很开心、心情很愉快的，因为你的烦恼全部都调伏了嘛。所以呢，你就不需要去一个地方，一个叫做净土或者一个叫极乐世界的地方了。因为你的心的调伏的话呢，净土就在那边了。
So mostly we have this idea, you know. So praying for Amitabha, then time of the death, pray for Amitabha, and going to pure land like that. We have this concept, you know, waiting until the death come, you know, then go to pure land like that. We all have this kind of concept, you know.
通常呢，我们都有这样的一个念头啊，就是说呢，当我们临终的时候，有人去世的时候啦，哦，我们就讲，哎呀，我们要帮助这个人往生去阿弥陀佛极乐世界啊，要帮他念啊，阿弥陀佛啊，这个人啊死了就要去这个地方叫阿弥陀佛极乐世界啊，无量光无量寿极乐世界去，我们都有这样的心里的这样的一个分别念。
So my point is, why don't we create Amitabha pure land before you go to the before your death come? You know? Why waiting until the death come? Why don't we create Amitabha pure land right now? In this life, why need to wait until death? You know?
所以呢 ，Kenroji 的想法就是， 为什么我们要等到临终的那一刻呢，才这样积极，这样用功，这样去念，这样发愿，要去往生这个阿弥陀佛极乐世界？就在我们活着的时候啊，还没有死之前呢，我们活着的这个时候呢，我们就要去制造啊，制造去阿弥陀佛的净土了。
OK，
应该是活着的时候就开始了。而不是等到临终的那一刻才来念。So auntie is saying we start doing now, we start chanting now.
Good.
很好。
很好。
你的极乐世界银行里的储蓄很多了，你每天都去动钱是吗？
很好，哦哟。So， 所以 important is that you know， so creating you know pure land right away， you know this moment， you know。This time, this moment, you know, create your own pure land. Creating on your pure land is important. So that means, you know, subdue yourself. So I teach that. Yeah. Less anger, less delusion, less jealous, less pride, you know, peaceful, you know, be happy, you know. So I teach that. So that is the pure land, you know.
So, you know,其实最重要就是当下这一刻呢，从现在开始，当下这一刻呢，我们就要去制造或去造我们自己的净土，从现在这一刻就要开始，这点呢是非常重要的。怎么样从这一刻呢就去造我们自己的净土呢？我们就要调伏我们自己的心相续，让我们的心相续呢变得柔和，让我们的心相续呢少一点愚痴无明烦恼啊，少一点啊我慢啦 啊少一点贪着啦等等这些烦恼。
Okay, so once it's interesting, once your mind is very subdued, you know, pleasant, then it doesn't bother you know, any kind of circumstances come.In your life, it doesn't bother much. You know, everything, even the trees, the birds, the noise, all this become for one's practice. Nothing disturbs, you know, all this become encouraging. You know, like wind, water, whatever you see, you know, all this become positive, all become teaching for oneself. You know, whatever, normally we consider noisy noise, butOnce your mind totally subdued, this noisy noise become the teaching for you. You know, become pleasant.
Wow. 其实是很有趣的。当你的心呢调伏之后呢，外界啊任何的显现呢都不会干扰到你，通常呢，有时候我们很容易受外界干扰啊，那树摇啦，那鸟在叫啦，很吵啦，很吵音啦，我们都觉得很烦了、啊。有时候我们也觉得很烦了、啊。可是当你的心调伏的时候呢，这些外境呢，反而变得好像很有鼓励性啊，它不会对你引起干扰，而且还会帮助你。怎么说呢？无论是风吹的声音或水流的声音呢，你会觉得这好像是佛法一样哦，好像是你听到了一些佛法，而不是听到一些干扰的声音，所以那时候你的境界哦就很不一样了。
So like that, so, so creating one's pure land, one's pure land, you know. So you have to create your own pure land, you know. So like that, so.
所以呢，我们必须自己去造自己的净土，自造净土。
Okay, then of course we talk by part. Okay, you have to generate within your mind. You know, not the counting, no, but good to know, but all ideas to generate oneself, you know, making strong prayer, aspiration, you know, so to achieve those five paths, you know.
所以呢，我们现在讲的讲到这个自照净土，其实讲到这个五道。这个五道呢，我们必须呢在我们的心相续里面让它升起。这五道不是外面的东西，是我们的心相续升起。所以我们要使我们的这个心相续呢能升起这个五道，所以我们呢必须祈祷，我们必须发大愿哦。
So I mean, so like that, so.So starting from your own home, from your own room, from your own home, make your own home pure land.
所以怎么样自照净土呢？所以自照净土呢，就是从你的家里开始，你的房间、你的屋顶下面、屋檐下，你就开始把它转换成净土。
Okay. So how to make?Your home pure land.
所以怎么样做呢？这样把你的自己的家家哈、哦、变成一个净土啊？怎么样啊？
啊 ？OK.
用意念哦，是 use the mind. Andy say use the mind.所以不用去净土了，你家就净土了。改去我们去家，你拜访你的家，拜访你。
She said,
"She said everywhere is a pure land. So when she transfer her home to the pure land, then we say maybe we go to a house to visit lah. We say a pure land. Then she said no need because the Buddha said everywhere is pure land."
So I mean, so I just that in so. I mean, of course, you are living alone is one thing. You are living with husband, wife, children. Then how to live happily? You know, how to make each other happy? You know, no quarrel, no fighting, you know. If that happens, then that's your home is pure land, you know. Every day fighting, quarrel, that's not the pure land. That's really suffering and samsara, you know.
所以呢，其实是关系到我们如果我们可能是一个人住啊，或者有些人可能和丈夫、老婆或者是儿女一起住啊。如果大家相处很愉快的话，没有吵架啦，没有打架，没有争执的话呢，这样大家每天都相处非常快乐。像你的家呢，其实就是一方净土。啊，可是如果家里的成员呢、啊、时常吵架打架的话，当然你会感受到很大的痛苦啊。其实那个就是轮回了。
So the whole idea is that you know, we are living together, so respecting each other from the heart, you know, so then living in the harmony, in happily, you know, so support each other, so like that. When you're able to live like that, I think that's the.That called the pure land. You know, your home become what kind of pure land? I'm not sure, but it's a pure land.
所以呢，就是如果大家一起生活的话，互相尊重、互相照顾的话呢，能够互相支持的话呢，这样生活在一起当然是非常开心、愉快的。这样呢，你住的地方呢，就好像净土一样了。
What her name is what? Auntie what? What you call her name? What?
Auntie Lian Hua.
Huh?
Auntie Lian Hua.
Lian Hua.
Yeah.
Auntie Lian Hua Pure Land.
Auntie Lian Hua Pure Land. 安提莲花飘莲，我们要不要发愿往生？
Then we all come to your pure land.
Yeah, we go to her house.
And then have party.
Lotus pure land. Auntie Lotus pure land.
Okay, okay. Auntie Lotus Lenha pure land. Okay. Then we'll come there, huh? We all come there.
Must have visa.
So I mean, it's not easy, of course, you know, but reality is like that. You know, of course, not easy, but reality is like that. You know, when you are subdued, then I think nothing really bothers much for us, you know. Then you are able to give other peace also. Happiness, peace, but also you can share that. Even the home, of course, if yourself is very, very subdued, you know, very stable, subdued. You live with 10 people, you are very subdued. I mean, you are able to help many people there, you know. So like that, able to make peace in that home like that. So.
所以呢，当然要做到这一点呢，在现实生活中是不容易的了哈，它是不容易的。可是如果我们能够真的调伏我们的心相续的话呢，那我们自己啊就可以啊带给别人呢 啊平和和快乐。因为如果我们是很调伏的话，内心像很调伏、很平稳的话呢，这样我们比较容易帮助别人，所以别人呢就可以得到我们的帮助，也会感受到平和和快乐。
Okay, so that's all about. I don't know what our topic then didn't talk. Anyway, yeah, I think there's not much time, so you can ask another question. Yeah.
剩下时间不多 ，so ask another question.
Any question?
所以今天我们就回答问题了。还有另外一个问题吗
？With the pipe, any part? Drop pipe part.Okay.
五道还有什么问题可以问的？刚才听了可以问的。
Anything you can ask.
可以问任何问题。大家有没有要问的问题？Sorry, I hurt my leg, so you have to come.
No problem. Ken Rinpoche, there's the nine different types of delusions, the big of the big, the middle of the big, the small of the big. Then there's the middle of the big, middle of the middle, small of the middle. Then there's the big of the small, middle of the small, and small of the small. What are they?
他讲我们的无明呢，可以有粗细的分别了，这样有粗啊、中啊、细，但粗分的无明又有粗粗的无明、粗中的无明，还有粗细的无明，然后中等的无明啊、中分的无明，又有粗中的无明啊、中中的无明，还有细中的无明，然后细分的无明又有粗细的无明、中细的无明，还有细分的细的无明、细细的无明，这总共有九种层次的无明。所以他想知道这九种不同层次、不同粗分层次的无明啊是什么？
中种的无明，中种的无明。所以anyway。Just give some idea. So, as I mentioned, that the 10 ground, 10 bhumi, part of meditation, there are 10 bhumi, different level, you know, 10 bhumi there. Yeah? So each bhumi, they are able to fight antidote to different level of affliction. You know, so different level of affliction, they are able to antidote for different level. So there's 10 bhumi, so there will be 10 different affliction there to fight each path, each level, the antidote to different level of affliction. So that's why talking about this thing. Yeah.
Cameron J 给大家一些概念、啊、比如刚才我们讲到大圣、啊、大圣菩萨，他们可以分成十地，十个不同的层次嘛。所以我们有所谓的十地菩萨，这每一地呢，都对治不同的烦恼无明。所以如果他能成功对治那种烦恼无明呢，他就升上另外一个地了啊。所以他总共有十种，所以这个烦恼无明就好像这样可以分那个层次。
So this gets then sutra would I give some example like washing the cloth. You know, when you wash the cloth, would I give that example in the sutra? So you have the cloth you wear 1 year. You never wash before, like 1 year wear, you have so much dirty the cloth you're wearing, you know, you wear for 1 year. I'm just an example. Then you have to wash that cloth. So first you remove the very surface, what called, not the first layer of the dirt. You have to remove. So it takes time. It doesn't go one time. So it takes many process. You know, first you have to soak. When you soak, then you have some layer. After you go to washing machine, 10 seconds, go different layer. You go many layer. Okay? You go 10 times like that. Then maybe you are able to clean up. Totally clean up like that. And giving some idea like that, Buddha. Yeah. So that's why this 10 different, 9 different level come about, you know. The
so,
dirt of the clothes is like a delusion, affliction, you know, like that.
所以呢，佛陀在佛经里呢，就给了一个洗衣服的例子。比如说我们洗一件衣服，这件衣服呢已经一年没有洗了，所以呢它是很脏很臭的。像这一年没有洗的衣服呢，当然你如果让清水洗一遍呢，是不能达到那个效果的。所以呢，你通常你洗的时候，刚开始的时候，你要花费很多时间，很多力气呢，才能清除第一层的污垢。而自己这只是洗了第一层的污垢，过后你要再用肥皂再洗了，再放进洗衣机里面啦、啊，然后再去经过不同的层次啊，不同洗啊，洗了又洗，洗了又洗，哦，那不同的层次洗了大概十次的话，哦，经过这种十次的这种工序啊，这种工序经过十次，这样可能这衣服才能完完全全的干净。啊，所以呢，就举了这个例子，就好像我们的烦恼障，我们的烦恼障呢是很深、很厚、很重，因为从无始以来很久了，所以好像那个脏、特别脏的衣服。所以呢，我们要去除这些烦恼障呢，它是有不同的粗细的分别的，所以粗分的烦恼障、细分的，所以要层层的清洗、清洗、清洗。所以总共有九种层次，比如说九种不同的粗分、中分、细分的烦恼障，哦，去洗。那没，但是完经过这样的工序呢，才能完完全全的去除我们的烦恼障碍。
So like that, so in different level, you know, in different level. So even the cloth, I mean, just example, even the cloth, after even you put washing machine, after come out, it's still that not really the stain in the cloth. You know, that something you wear long time, even if the washing machine come out, it doesn't clean deep down, and it's still there. We can see that, you know. So, but that also need to remove. You want to be very clean, remove that. So you need different method to remove that, you know.
这样呢，通常我们讲啊，我们的衣服如果很脏的话，我们经过洗衣机洗了出来呢，哎，不要以为就完全干净了，对吗？ 因为有时候拿出来看，哎，上面还有那个污渍，污渍哦，虽然那个脏的东西已经不见了，但污渍还留在那边，那个 stain 污渍还留在那边。所以呢，如果我们要完完全清洗，因为我们想要非常非常干净，好像新买的一样哦，非常干净的话，我们要深一层，就要进入这深层的清洗。所以我们就需要运用不同的方法。
So something like that. So you wash the clothes, you know, the dirty clothes. You know, a long time you put washing machine. You know, it's round 1 hour of what this. Then after you check out, you think clean, but not clean. So it's still some dirt, you can see that. That is like from first crown to seventh crown. It's like that, putting your clothes in the washing machine. You know, I mean, a lot of dirt is clean, but not totally clean from the deep. You know, then...Still, you can see that some, especially the what called this column somewhere there. So it's still your dirt there. You look carefully, that dirt there, you know, stain is there, so not remove. So then, still, you need to do something. You really want to clean, then you need to do something. You know, then to remove. Whether you, I used to wash this column with my hand after the washing machine.Put soap, wash your hand, then become clear, become clean. So like that, then, the bhumi, the 8 bhumi, 9 bhumi, 10 bhumi is almost cleaning after the washing machine, the deep stain cleaning by your hand and make it clean like that. 8, 9, 10 is like that.
In 9, 10, use hand.
You need another method. It's strong.Mind is strong thing to remove that. You know, you put washing machine, the same thing doesn't clean up.
Okay, so Karen 就再举一个例子。
Something you need, something powerful than before. Yeah.
所以呢，就洗脏衣服的例子，比如说我们洗了脏衣服，我们首先呢，通常我们就把丢进洗衣机啊，然后洗衣机就转了，转了几圈，然后过后我们就拿出来的，对吗？哦，看看拿出来看，哎，其实呢，是啦，那主要的那些脏啊、臭洗掉了，可是还不是很干净啊。就好像呢，我们进入第一地啊，第一地菩萨到第二地菩萨，他的修行啊，他修空了要把这些东西啊，把那障碍啊、什么那些烦恼障去除，可是还是哎，还是什么没有完全去除啊，还有细分的嘞，还有更深一层，就好像我们洗的衣服拿出来，洗衣机洗完来看，哎呀，还不可以，还再丢进去再洗一次。这样洗一次，有时觉得哎，不是洗，还是不能达到效果，因为可能衣服有些地方比较特别，比如说我们的领了，那有衣领，那领的地方啊，通常还有些污渍嘛，那渍啊，一直洗不掉，哦，所以呢，你就需要再洗过，可是不能用回同样的方法了，对吗？所以呢，好像天荣觉他自己有洗自己的三衣了，哦，僧人要洗自己的三衣嘛。这样有时候他洗了衣服，洗衣机洗了过来，他看，哎，还是觉得很不干净，这样怎么办呢？他就用手搓，然后放那比较强的洗衣剂啊，然后用手搓，然后呢，然后再洗过呢，然后才比较干净。那就好像啊。你的那个粗分的那些东西啊，你的那个什么哈、啊，造作烦恼障全部去除之后，这样还比较细分的那个具身烦恼障哦，你要清除啊，要清除就你要好像用看了哎领子还是脏啊，自己用手搓，你就要用比较强而有力的对治方法呢，才能去除这些细分的这些烦恼嘛。那这就是啊。十地菩萨里面第八地啊、第九地啊、第十地的菩萨做的东西，所以就把这些比较细分的具身的啊烦恼障、具身无明呢，还有他的习气呢，完完全全清除掉了。
Oh, so that's about this one. Big of three, middle of three, small of three. You know, then big of the big divide into gross and subtle. You know, so that become ten. Like that is all about that. You know, so.So anyway,
所以那个什么粗分的烦恼又可以分成三个层次了，粗的烦恼，粗中的烦恼，粗细的烦恼，这是粗分的烦恼。然后中分的烦恼里面呢，又有粗中、中中、细中那种烦恼，然后细分的烦恼又可以细分为粗细的烦恼。 中细的烦恼，还有细细的烦恼，所以全部合起来就是全部的烦恼，所以这总共有十个阶段，所以这种十种阶段的烦恼要去除，这只是一个分门别类的方法了。我看我们的烦恼有84000种。
Okay.
No, I see this is just a rough what they call division. Actually, we have 84,000 types of delusion, right? Yeah. That's because
Anyway, just giving idea. So here, so you can understand, you know, to remove our affliction is not that easy, you know.
所以他只是给我们一些概念啊，其实要断除啊这些烦恼、这些无明呢啊，其实是很不容易的。
So you can see how even in the part, you know, part of accumulation, preparation, part of sin, part of meditation, all working for that to remove the affliction. You know, take you know such a long period of time, you know, to remove the affliction, you know.From the root, you know, it takes a long time. You know, so a lot of meditation are needed to remove that.
所以呢，我们可以看到呢，当我们入道，进入这修行的道路的时候呢，我们需要经过这五个层次，我们需要进入资粮道、资粮道，再进入加行道、加什么叫见道啊、修道啊、无学道啊等等。你看这个道，所以呢，这些道呢，进入这些道，主要的工作、主要的目标，就是要去除、断除我们的烦恼障，我们烦恼障及他的习气，还有他的习气啊，啊。这你可以看到呢，其实呢，我们不只是断除所有这些烦恼啊，这。其实还有所知障啊，所知障要成佛，要断除所知障。这个断除这些障碍呢，是要从它的根本上把它断除，所以它是不容易的，它是需要花费很多时间、很长的一段时间，而且你要不断的串习，不断去修，不断去入定啊、禅定啊、坐禅啊等等哦，你才能哈很用功、很用功的，你才能去除、断除所有的烦恼、无明，还有他的习气。
So like that, so you heard about what calls the Buddha practice three countless great eon, you know?You heard about that?
你有没有听过佛陀经过修行啊，经过三大阿僧祇劫，才证得圆满的佛陀的果位？
So this all about to abandon the delusion, you know.
所以呢，他需要这样长的时间呢，才能断除啊所有的障碍，还有他的习气。
So when you say about like that mention part of accumulation, part of preparation, so these two parts he created the first great countless year practice, he did that. Then from first bhumi to seventh bhumi, so he did the second great countless eon of practice, he did that. Then third one, 8, 9, 10 ground, so he did the practice of the third.Great kindness, even like that.
这三大阿僧祇劫的时间是非常长的。当你进入这资粮道啊，资粮道再进入加行道啊，圆满这两道的修行呢，就需要一大阿僧祇劫的时间。当你证得道的时候呢，入道证道的时候，就见道的时候，从第一地啊见道到第七地啊，第七地应该是。远行地哈，第七地的时候呢，需要另外一个阿僧祇劫，所以总共呢，前面和后面到第七地就二大阿僧祇劫。然后从第八清净地不退地到第十地法云地哈，第十地的时候呢，然后你就证佛了，总共需要另外一大阿僧祇劫，所以总共是三大阿僧祇劫。
So like that, so then. For Bodhisattvas, so for them to practice, you know, sometimes three, great eon, not so long for us, but for Bodhisattva, for them, they don't feel that long, you know. Once they practice, they don't feel the long as we feel, you know. When the three great countless eon, for them, it's very short.
对于我们来讲呢，可能我们觉得哇，哇哦，阿僧祇劫还有三大阿僧祇劫，我们觉得哇，那是一个很漫长哦，想象不出来的时间哦，很长很长。可是对菩萨来讲啊，那个修行的菩萨，其实这三大阿僧祇劫呢，他们其实感觉也不会说很长。
So, I don't know what to call. Like the God realm. I don't know, last time I mentioned, you know, even the desire realm God, they live such a long time, you know. I don't know how many, I don't know, I forgot the number. How many years?
Many, many years. 500 years, maybe they one day only.
Yeah, I don't know. This was 5 billion or something like that. Huh? You know the exact number? I forgot. I think some billion years, anyway, I don't know. They live, the God realm, they live such a long compared to us, like billion years. You know, I don't think so they feel so long there, you know.
They enjoy too much.
Yeah, they enjoy, they don't feel they're so long living there, I don't think so.
我们对时间的概念哦，可能我们觉得哇哦，这个时间太漫长了。可是就算是欲界的天人呢、啊？我们欲界有些是天人啊，我们人道嘛，对吗？啊，有些天人，欲界的天人，他们寿命是很长很长的。哦，可能我们人世间嘛，碰几百年、几千年，那边才一天而已。这样，那边的一天这样长哦，他们还可以，那边的天呢，他们还可以活到什么几亿岁、一亿岁、2亿岁，那边的时间呢，所以是很长很长很长的时间的。可是呢，对他们来讲，可能他们生在那边的天人，他并不会觉得，哎，这个时间很长啊，他就短短的，等下他就哦，这一生他就完了。他们觉得很短的了，其实是很长的，因为他们这边享受啊，很快乐啊，很多受用啊，很圆满的，哇，他们都快乐的不得了，所以他们都不会觉得时间很长了，他们觉得一下子，哎，为什么我享受就完了？
Yeah, so some, I mean same thing for us, you know.If you enjoy something, watching TV, or watching movie, or whatever you used to like, when you watch that 3 hours, you don't feel that long.
同样的道理啊，对我们人来讲啊，比如说我们啊，哦，我们来讲，当我们做我们觉得很享受、很快乐的东西的时候，比如说我们看电影啊，看电视啊，看一次看了追啊追啊追啊追，看三个小时。我们也不会觉得很长，我们讲，哎呀，一下子就过去了。
啊、not enough time.
而且，哎呀，时间不够啊。
Then when you have to do something, come in class, 2 hours, too long.
可是呢，如果来上课
，class going to finish in too long.
可是如果叫你来中心上课，人只有2个钟头，你就啊。好长啊！为什么这样久啊
？So like that for everyone same. Especially you are miserable, so pain, suffering. Then even 10 minutes is 10 days, 1 year. You feel like that. You know how to pass the 10 minutes. You know we have this feeling. You know when you are happy.10 days is 1 second. When you're miserable, 10 seconds is 10 days like that. That's the feeling and like that.
所以呢，其实每个人都一样了哈。当我们心情不太好的时候啊，或者我们觉得感受到痛苦的时候啊，可能10秒钟我们觉得好像10天这样漫长，一天就好像一年这样漫长啊。所以的华文就有个字叫度日如年啊，度日如年，心情不好的话，一天就好像一年一样了。可是当你很开心的时候呢， 我给你十天哦，十天你都很开心，很心你好像哎，好像一秒而已啊，就这样过去了。
哦。So what I'm talking here is when you say three countless years, you know, the practice for Bodhisattva. So they don't feel that kind of burden and tiring. You know, too long, boring like that. They don't feel that, no discourage. You know, they don't have concern about the time, you know, how long they live, like, as mentioned, living God realm like that, you know, feel so happy to serve sentient beings, you know, joyfully, you know. How long they live, there's no problem for them, you know, with happy joy like that. So, working for sentient beings like that. So,
所以呢，在地修行的菩萨，哦，虽然他们这个菩萨的修行是需要经过三大阿僧祇劫，可是对于这个菩萨发了心、发了大心的菩萨来讲呢，这个时间呢，长短不是问题哦，他们不会很在意啊，时间呢长短呢，不会说哦，这时间太长了，感到很灰心、很气馁啊，他们不会的，不会在意这些东西的。他们就好像欲界的天人哦，是很高兴、很开心的，活得很开心的。所以他开心什么呢？这菩萨开心什么呢？他开心的能够哦去利益所有的众生，能够为所有的众生服务，所以他们是非常非常开心的。
OK。So like that, so anyway, the point is when you are happy, time is doesn't matter, you know. When you are not happy, time is problem, you know.
所以呢，当我们开心的时候呢，那时间好像很短哈，走得太快。啊，当我们不开心的时候，那时间好像停了很长。
Okay.So like that. So then, try our best. Try our best to be happy. How to be happy oneself? Then you are happy. The other family member will be happy. So not so much problem. No.
所以呢，我们要尽力而为了哈。我们调伏我们的内心，让我们自己感到开心。这样我们的家人啊，也会感到开心呢。像你的家就是我们要去拜访的净土。
Okay, first thing, make sure yourself is happy. So point is that make sure yourself is happy. Okay, then only then you are able to make your partner or children or friend able to make happy. If yourself is not happy, impossible to make your partner, children, friend to make happy is difficult.
所以呢，首先最重要的就是我们要自己哦感到开心，我们要自己调伏自己哦，让自己感到开心。然后过后呢，我们才能够使我们的家人啊、朋友啊、儿女啊等等啊，其他的人啊感到开心的。因为如果我们自己哈都不开心的话，我们是没有办法去影响别人，让别人开心的。
OK, good. 啊okay, today.
Okay.
Because of five parts, so we didn't read about the dead and impermanence. So.
因为时间过得太快了，所以没有办法，今天没有办法讲那个死无常。今天要讲那个三因，还有那个。三因九相，还有三个决定，对吗？
OK,
OK 啊。
What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I repeat what you say.
Nale.
Okay.
So like that. Yeah. So.I mean, the topic of death and impermanence is about encouraging, not discouraging, you know, encouraging oneself to practice Dharma, encouraging oneself to be happy, you know, when you are alive. You know, so the whole idea is that while you are alive, you know, by understanding death and impermanence, while you are alive, how to appreciate, how to be happy, all about that, you know.
所以那个死文长呢，并不是要让家听了哦，感到哎呦为什么这样啊，心情这样低落，而是呢鼓励大家哦，让大家更有信心，更开心。为什么呢？因为呢，如果你真的明白死无常的话呢，你就会哦，就会决定哦，要马上就要修法了哈，你就会得到修法的鼓舞、鼓励。哎呀，我一定要修法了。趁我还活着的时候，我就赶快去修，赶快去证得烦，证得快乐。所以其实它是非常有鼓励性的，而不是让大家意志消沉，听了就死了就算了。
Okay, so, so it's still important. You know, sometimes we say topic of death important, we have so much superstitious.You know, oh, even don't want to hear the word of death and impermanent. You know, if that means bad will come to you. You know, so much this superstitious thought, you know. But it's not correct.
所以呢，有些这一点了解这一点是非常重要的，因为有些人听到这个死无常啊，就很忌讳啊，不想听啊，因为就觉得去听这样的东西哦、啊，哇，内心会有很多烦恼，我听了会觉得很烦啊，为什么这种东西要跟我讲啊？吹啊，对吗？啊，所以其实不是这样的，每天听了你才懂啊，你现在活着要珍惜啊，要修嘛。
Okay, so.Whole point of this topic is to encourage oneself to practice Dharma. One is to understand the reality. You know, what is death? You know, to understand the reality. Once you understand, you meditate. When reality comes, you are able to accept joyfully, happily like that.
所以呢，其实这一刻呢主要讲的是鼓励哈，鼓励大家哈自己去修行，好认清呢事情的实相。这样，如果你认清呢事情的实相呢，就现在还有时间呢、啊，自己的条件呢、啊，这样呢，我们就好好的利用呢，好好去实修，好好去禅修啊。所以，当这个事情啊那一天呢、啊，终于来临的时候，你就懂怎么做了，你懂哎，我要想些什么，要做些什么啊，这样你就可以做好准备了。
Okay, so the point is that, so yeah, again, the one more repetition, one more repeating is that, you know, while you're alive, don't make your life miserable. You know, while you're alive, you know, make your life meaningful, make your life happy life, you know, so like that. Once you're happy, then you are able to help other person, you know.Are those impossible? You know, so like that. To enjoy when you're alive and appreciate that. You know, make this meaningful. So I taste that.
所以呢，这是格西要重复的，就是当我们还活着的时候呢，我们不要把自己过得那么凄凄惨惨，这样不开心。我们应该想办法哈啊去修，让我们的这一生呢过得有意义，能够过得快乐。因为真的明白佛法的话你就可以懂怎么样让你这生活的有意义和怎么得到快乐，这样你才能够有能力啊去帮助其他的人。要不然呢，你讲要帮别人只是开空头支票而已啊，因为如果你自己都不快乐，你是不能够帮助到其他的众生的。所以如果了解到这一点，了解到这一生的意义呢，这样你就可以哦，就可以享受这一生，你就可以哎觉得哎这一生其实是很难得的，就好好的去珍惜。
Yeah, so another step, so as while you're alive, then make your life, no, while you're alive, make your life a place, I don't know, when you're alive,You make your pure land. Yeah? When you're alive, you make your pure land. Don't hope after the death there's the pure land. You know?
所以呢，当我们还活着的时候，趁着我们还活着的时候呢，我们就要让我们这一生呢过得有意义快乐。怎样让它过得有意义快乐呢？我们可以从我们的心相续里面去调伏我们心相续，去造自己的净土、哦、 这些造净土的是要你还活着的时候去努力去实行的去做的方向，而不要等到、哦、要临终的那一刻、哦、想哦临终的时候、哦、我要去这个净土，临终的时候没有制造相关的条件的话，其实那个希望不是很大的。
Now, so the whole point is that once you make the present life as a, like a pure land, you know, so that means you live happily. So that means you don't need to worry about your future. You know, you don't need to think.
所以呢，如果我们这一生呢，能够自己自造净土，过得好像净土在净土一样的话，这样我们就不需要为我们的来生、我们的下一生呢烦恼了。
You know, but always what we do is opposite, you know, opposite of that. This life, miserable, day and night, unhappy, fighting, quarrel, jealous, anger, attachment, like that.Just hoping for another pure land, you know. How that possible? It's not possible.
可是呢，我们其实是非常颠倒的哈，的把累了哈。我们这一生呢，我们无论是白天啊，或晚上啊，我们都过得不快乐，我们都有很多烦恼啊，我们都有很多妒忌啦、贪啊、嗔啊等等啊。这样呢，我们却希望哦，这一生已经是这样了哈、哦。我们却希望我们死亡那一刻呢，我们做一些祈祷，我们就去了净土了。哦，我们其实是有点颠倒啊。我们把不需要这样了。
Something like that. 啊 ，something like that. I'm not sure.
所以好像是这样了。哦，好像是这样。
Okay, that's it today. Oh, yeah.
Okay, 今天就讲到这里。
Yeah, dedication. Oh, yeah.
现在我们做回向。32面。哦，愿以此功德普及于一切。我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。下个星期没有课，为什么呢？因为下个星期是我们的吉秘密码头冥王祈祷节，就星期六星期天。 Next week is Most Secret Hyagriva Festival, so no lesson. 所以呢，是星期六星期天，所以大家欢迎出席啊、你可以报名参加这个法会。哎呀，跟 ABC 打广告你可以报名参加各个法会啊，从早上哎呀忘了，你们收到那个短信 SMS, 从早上9点到4点，哎，到5点啊，然后星期天有一个什么生命精华法会 ，Live Essence 啊 ，On Sunday, 星期六4点，哇 ，Anytime。Karen 就讲星期六星期天你们大家随时可以来，不需要坐一整天了，不需要从9点坐到5点，你们可以来大概1-2个小时坐一坐看怎么样、哦、吸取那个正能量。可是不要午餐的时候来了，午餐你12点到1点他们在吃东西。 When is the lunch time?Lunch time 大概是12点到2点这段时间，所以你要来在前面来，12点之前呢、11点了到12点刚好，或者2点、哦、不要到哎，我12点到2点了可是没有东西，然后你就回家、哦、那你来的时候你坐在这里大概一两个小时，你觉得累了、哦、你要睡觉，你就可以回家去哦哦了不必留整天的 啊我看看啊，我有收到他的 SMS。 Most Secret Hea Griva Prayer Festival 9am to 5:30pm www.fpmtabc.org prayers你可以去上网去看一看。然后星期六有，星期六是本师释迦牟尼佛的重要日子，是他的怎么讲呢？我们叫功德增长日啊。星期六，这个星期六来临的星期六，所以在晚上七点半，我们有那个本师释迦牟尼佛的普佛法会。谦恭，本师释迦牟尼佛谦恭是晚上七点半。Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha Puja 7:30 Saturday Merit Multiplying Day 100 Million Merit Multiplying Day、然后星期天那个汲取生命精华那个是四点 Ceremony for Increasing the Virtuous Signs of Auspiciousness、所以要特别讲的，所以大家可以来OK， 若有时间呢，格西就请大家一起来，然后做一两个钟头，然后呢，为所有的人祈祷，好、哦，可以回向给各位所有的人。好、哦。Dedication finish already. Done. 我们的课要后个星期才开始。啊？How about Dharma for seniors? 下个星期没有，因所以啊 ，next， 所以后个星期就有 Dharma for seniors 啊，还有 CL Lamrim， 所以十四号那一天早上就有乐林乐法班，下午就有普利道次第，就是这个 Lamrim。谢谢大家。